Hi, this is Brent Hasiker, and I just did a post on Twitter where I said, if you're not going to a NASA tweet up or on site, may I suggest remote attendance? I did that for STS-134 and had a blast, and figured that would probably make a good little podcast as to what exactly I'm talking about. Went to the NASA tweet up for STS-132, had a fantastic time, but obviously that was my time in the sun with NASA tweet up. Was been feeling kind of bummed each time another launch comes around and I'm not able to go to the tweet up. But for STS-134, I actually took the day off from work, stayed home, and was very involved with the tweet up, what I call remotely, where I was felt like I was attending remotely through the internet, through Twitter, through Facebook, through listening in to live streams, to even checking on news sites related to the shuttle, or getting feeds from NASA itself to try and, you know, make sure I was getting good scoops to feed into the NASA tweet up groups. Actually, when the Astrovan was coming out to the launch pad on STS-134, the infamous U-turn incident, about 10 or 15, actually it was probably about 15 minutes before that occurred, I was, through some of the different feeds I was watching, had gotten information that there was an issue with the pump, and that engineers were looking into it and it was questionable, and I started feeding information about that to NASA tweet up folks. And actually, I can't say that I was the first one to scoop it on Twitter, but I was at least one of the first people to say, hey, we've got a scrub here, by the time the Astrovan was turning around. So it was really fun to be a part of the event. Not fun to, of course, have to report bad news like that, but it was fun to be really involved listening in to live feeds from the tweet up tent, from everything that was going on, and just, you know, of course, retweeting everything that people were saying. So if you really, really, really wanted to get a NASA tweet up and didn't make it, which there's a whole lot of you out there, because if they had over 10,000 people sign up and only 150 people are going, there's a lot of people that are going to be sitting at home bummed, and who also aren't able to come to Florida to Kennedy Space Center to be there in person. So if you did sign up for NASA tweet up, I highly recommend that you do a remote attendance, where you're, you know, just hardcore following at home through the internet, and just getting involved with it, talking to the people that are there, retweeting the stuff that they're saying. So anyway, I just want to expand on that that Twitter post that I did, maybe give some people some ideas of how to participate, be involved, and, you know, even though you're not attending in person, you can still be a part of what's going on. So anyway, that's what I got for today. That's it.